Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Colorado. Months ago, we began this campaign with a fairly small group of supporters, and look at us now. To the voters of Colorado, I want to say thank you for bestowing on Barbara O'Brien and me a tremendous, tremendous honor and privilege. Thank you to the voters of this state. We've thought long and hard about how you really adequately thank the people who have helped us, how you really say to you from the bottom of our heart how much we appreciate your support and your vote, and the only way we can think of to do it adequately is to govern well. We intend to govern the way we campaigned. To say every place in this state matters, every person in this state matters. We intend to govern a unified and a united Colorado. When I was in Greeley and accepted the party's nomination, I said it's not a race between Republicans and Democrats. It is not a race between the left and the right. It's a race between people who are cynical about possibilities and people who are hopeful about what we can do in the state of Colorado and how we move forward. We won't forget the cynics. We won't forget them. We're going to do everything in our power to try and convert them, to share with us this hope that there is a better place for us to go, a better tomorrow for us to go, and that we go there by walking and working together. We have a real opportunity right now to close the partisan divide, to focus on the common ground in Colorado, and to always strive for public policy that meets the common ground, to intersect with where people struggle, and to say when we intersect with where people struggle, we're all better. So we'll look for the common ground, and we'll do that which is right and responsible. It's how we intend to govern. It's how Barbara and I have campaigned. It's how we have talked about the issues. We believe in what we've called for the last 18 months the Colorado Promise. We believe it's about educating our kids and having them at a place where we are the best educated workforce in the United States of America. We believe the Colorado Promise says that we can insure the uninsured, that the 770,000 people who don't have health insurance can have some basic access to primary health care. We believe that the Colorado Promise is about the new energy economy, where this state, Colorado, is a leader in renewable energy, in wind, in solar, in biofuels. We believe we fulfill the Colorado Promise if we pay attention to the land and the air and the water, and that we're stubborn stewards for the environment. And we believe that the Colorado Promise says that we, our generation, hand over to our children and our grandchildren a state that's better than how we found it. And we pay attention to that every single day that we govern. Is it bold to talk about the best educated workforce? Is it daring to say we can insure the uninsured? Is it ambitious to say that we can be leaders in the new energy economy? Absolutely. But the fact of the matter is that we have all the resources in this state. We have the people in this state, the natural resources in the state to accomplish all that again if we walk together and work together. And that's what we invite you to do with us tonight. I really need to thank a few people. Campaigns are always hardest on your family. So I want to thank my wife, Jeannie. And my children, Tally and Sam and Abe and August, thank you. Thank you throughout for your love and your support in what's a fairly arduous journey. And Barbara and I can both speak to the importance of the support of family in this. So thanks to my family. I want to introduce as well at the end my mother, Ethel Ritter. She has 11 living children and they all live in Colorado. Do you think this woman is Colorado, no? To the legion of siblings and nieces and nephews and in-laws and great nieces and great nephews who followed us in this campaign, every place we went in this state, there was a Ritter there. Thank you very much. I really need to thank my staff, to the volunteers and to the interns. We had this incredible youth and this energy, and it was just this wild drive to success that we meet with tonight, but we did it because we had the vigor that they provided throughout the last 18 months. Thank you to my staff. To my campaign manager, Greg Kolomitz. When the Rocky Mountain News endorsed me, they said, really, the difference between these two is that the Ritter campaign is so much better. And I called Greg and I said, the Rocky Mountain News just endorsed you, Greg. It was just this tremendously well-executed campaign. To all my deputy campaign managers, to all of my staff, for your commitment and your devotion to this cause, we'll do everything we can again to govern every day in a way that makes you proud of us. Thank you. On our way back on the bus, we rode the bus to Colorado Springs this morning. On the way back, we passed Sky Ridge Hospital. There were two babies that we know of born in Sky Ridge this morning, Keller Cuna and Trey Thomas. They were babies born in hospitals, in that hospital, but there were babies born all across Colorado today. Those babies represent the hope and the promise of this state. It is a new day in Colorado, a clean slate. This election is about Trey. And it's about Keller. It's about all the babies born today in Colorado. It's about them. It's about their future. And it's about the promise of this state and that we work every day to live up to the promise of this state for the children born today. Thank you very much. Thank you.